You may be a slow burner, but you weren't born meek. It may take you a while to get fumed up, but there isn't anybody in this room that's meek by natural birth. If you're meek, it's because you allowed God to change your reactions to the things in life that really bother you. Happy are the meek. Listen to what God says. They'll inherit the earth. Do you know what inherit means? My sister and I are working through that right now. Inherit means something that you get from someone who loved you as a free gift. My dad didn't have a whole lot, but he was thrilled to give what he had to us. And one thing that he did, you know, my dad did some very amazing things. On his desk, he left a Sunday School Times and Christian Herald. Those two magazines have come together. The Sunday School Times and Christian Herald. He left one from 1991 laying on his desk. And I opened it up, and the first article in it was How to Deal with the Loss of a Loved One. That's 1991. I'm sure my dad left that there, especially for my sister. Because my sister and my dad, for the last couple of years, she's been so close with him. They've gone out to dinner like at least three times a week. They've been buddies. And my sister has had poor health, and my sister is very alone, and she suffers from loneliness a lot. And I think my dad knew that she was going to have a terrible time dealing with this. And when I told my sister, look at this, you know her reaction, to a million pieces. God says, blessed are the meek, because they're not going to earn or they're not going to deserve, they're going to inherit the earth. The whole earth. Glory to God. Do you understand what that means? That's talking about the millennium and then after that. Do you realize what you are going to inherit? You ain't no pauper. Inherit the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Oh, that is so beautiful. All right. I just want to say one thing. Jesus didn't come to make things better. Jesus came to make things new. He didn't come to improve your nature. He came to destroy it and give you a new one. He isn't trying to rehabilitate your nasty old nature. He said, put it on the cross. Let your old man and old woman die. So let's tell our neighbor right now, let the old nature die. Go ahead, tell him. Let the old nature die. Let it die. Because after it dies, what happens? Newness. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Write it down. You don't need to turn to it. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a... what? He is a new creature or a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Is that good news? Is that good news? Whew. Kill the old man. Now that's not for you wives. I'm not saying that just for women. Hallelujah. Okay. Verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Now, here's one that I feel plows deep in my heart. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. For they, circle that word in your Bible, those are the only ones who are going to be filled. Look up here for a minute. I want to talk to you about this verse before we study it. I don't think that many of us know what hunger means. Hardly any of us have ever really known what it was to be hungry and couldn't get a thing to eat. But have you been looking at the pictures of the kids from Somalia, from Ethiopia, from the Sudan, from places in our world where... Have any of you, when you looked at those pictures, said, what would I have done if that was my child? I can remember with what joy we would pick up our children, all of them chubby, healthy little babies, and how we would love to pick up our children and look at them and watch them laugh. I've looked at those mothers holding those babies and thought, what would it be to be a parent of one of those little babies with its stomach distended, with the flies all over its face? Hunger. I read the story of the deer that were in a forest when the forest was burning, and there were three deer that got away from the forest and got ahead of the forest, but they were panting so because of the intense heat, and they were looking, running, looking for a... And they found a mountain stream, and how those deer sopped up that water because they were dying of thirst. God said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. That's not even truth. It's applied truth. It's not a hunger for more knowledge of God. It's a hunger for a life that is more filled with God-likeness. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. Baby number 60 needs its parent. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. Come on, stay with me now. See, we weren't born with a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. We were born in sin. We were born bent the wrong way. We were born always wanting to do something that was wrong. I saw my little niece while we were down working through some of the things we had to work through and are still working through in Vineland. I saw my little niece down there. Is she three, Rachel? Four. I saw her mother ask her, did you do that? And she looked her mother right in the face and said, no. And we all knew she had done it. And her mother said to her, Elise, don't lie to me. Did you do that? No. Beautiful. She's a gorgeous child. And her eyes looked like mirrors. Like butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. And she was bold-faced lying. Now who teaches a four-year-old to lie? It's just born in the bone. Her little mind was saying, I'm not going to get smacked. No way. No, I didn't do that. I have no idea who did it. Sin. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. What we're saying is, God, I long, I hunger, I thirst What is that? That's intensity. For righteousness. I want right to be coming out of my life instead of wrong all the time. I want that. Blessed, happy are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. What does he say? For they shall be filled. How do you get that hunger and thirst? When we're not born with it and we really don't even want it, how do we get it? Come on, there's only one way. Come on. You choose to follow those things that are going to change your desires. What are those things? Come on, give me a couple of them. What are some of the things you can do to change those desires? Come on. Pray. Read the Word. Go to church instead of seeing the Super Bowl. Things like that. Making good choices. Saying it's not worth it. It's really not worth it. I'm hungry, thirsty for righteousness, and I'm going to get it. They shall be filled. Whew. Maybe I better wait for the next one. Think. Want to do one more? One more, because this is such a good one. I'm not going to do it, because I can't rush this one. This one's going to be next Sunday, because it's the best one of all. Want to start? Let's just start. Let's just start. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Now, I tell you, we're going to have a good time with this one next Sunday. I am not going to do it this Sunday, but let me just tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, really. You're going to love this one. You'll have it on me now. The last Sunday, not last Sunday when I was in Vineland, but the Sunday before that, I was coming to church at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I was coming up Westfield Avenue in Elizabeth. And a car pulled out in front of me. And I honestly didn't know that a car could go that slow. I didn't know that a car, I thought they would have to be in reverse to go that slow. And I had gotten up so early to come here and meet the Lord, and that car got in front of me, and I went for 3 blocks with my brake on all the way. Now, it's a double yellow line, but it was 6 o'clock in the morning. There wasn't a soul in sight, and I said, what am I going to do? Stop that. So, I stood there for 3 blocks and I said, this is crazy. I put my foot to the floor. I went around that car so fast. And by the time I got up to the next corner, it was a red light. And that, I say this with all kindness, that creep came up. He was creeping, that's what I meant. Came up behind me and stopped. And when he did that, I saw another car come out beside him and going in the wrong lane. And I thought, what in the world is going on? These must think this is a one-way street. The light changed. And as soon as the light changed, that car that was out in the wrong lane had red lights on the top. And I thought, oh, no. So he pulled right behind me, and he touched his little siren, just one little sound. And of course, I pulled over, and I thought, now I'm really saving a lot of time. I got out of my car. He said, what are you getting out of the car for? I said, well, you pulled me over, sir. Well, I'm going to come to your window, he said. So he said, where are you going? I said, to church, sir. He looked at his watch. It was 6 o'clock. And he said, yeah, to church. He said, who are you? I said, I'm James Tate. What are you going to church at this hour for? I said, I'm the pastor. He shook his head and said, Pastor Tate, you better slow down. Go to church. Now, I received mercy. This time. I received mercy. I did not deserve it. But did it feel good? Oh. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, You're beautiful. And everything about You is beautiful. And how You ever have been willing to put up with people like us is just so amazing. So amazing. God, we want to hunger and thirst for Your righteousness. We want to be intensely moved for Your righteousness to be pouring out of our life every day. Deal with us, O Lord. Keep dealing with us until You can bring out the gold in our lives. While we're all praying right now, I just wonder how many in this room know that God brought you to this day so that you would choose Jesus. You need to be forgiven of sins. You need to have your heart cleansed and changed. You're ready to pray that kind of prayer, but you need somebody to help you today. Will you raise your hand up high anywhere in this room and say, Pastor, I really need the Lord. I know I do. And I'm ready. I'm ready to surrender my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Put up your hand anywhere in the room. Put it up high. Yes, sir. God bless you. I knew God was dealing with you. I'm so glad. Sir, God bless you back there. How many others this morning? I know Jesus wants to get a hold of my life. There's sin that has to be erased, cleansed with His blood. Come on, raise your hand. Anybody else? God's showing you your need right now. Yes, there's a young boy that wants to choose Jesus today. That's wonderful. I'm so glad for that. Anybody else? Anybody else? I feel like there's a young lady here that needs to make that choice. Where are you? Is there a young lady that God's dealing with? Your heart's pounding like it's going to jump out of your chest and you know it's you. Come on, get that hand up. Is there a young lady? I'm waiting for a moment. I feel like so clearly there's a young lady here that God's calling. Where are you? Come on, get that hand up and say yes. Yes, it's me. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Is there anybody else before we close this, sir? This, yes. Another man back there. Thank God. Yes. I'd like the three men and the young boy up here. I'd like you all to go to the back. We have prayer workers, altar workers that are going to meet you. Just go right to the back door. Let's have four altar workers. Let's have men.